You're listening to The Midday Grind with Martin Kilcoyne and Charlie Marlowe on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
What's that sound? It's the Brady Ball coming around. It's not a Navy Ball, it's the Gravy Ball.
Is this song called Gravy Boat?
Song from a television show that I like called Bob's Burgers. They wrote a Thanksgiving song.
I like it.
Song by the National, I believe, are the people who then wrote a cover for it.
It's melodic, I would say. Thanksgiving
yes.
Tomorrow in advance. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Happy Halloween from Vladimir Tarasenko. Blues in Nashville tonight. They host the Predators. On Friday night, off-air debate, Hoff was telling Strick to turn his phone on vibrate.
Because it's every week. Every Wednesday, every Friday.
It was commercial break, and it's Charlie's phone that rings.
Correct.
And yours dings.
But
we got a ringer and a dinger.
First of all, the answer from Strick was, can't do it, busy time. I also agree with Strick to leave it on because I think it's more compelling when it's dinging, dinging, dinging because I'm always wondering. Is that Backus? Is that Hitch? Is that Pronger? I think every third ding, you have to tell us who it is.
Doug Armstrong, actually.
That's fair. Okay. I like that.
Army listening?
There's a ding right there. There's one.
Army listening right now? All right, so that's one ding. When we get to the third ding, and maybe your wife's saying, pick up some milk on the way home. It may be Frank saying, come on, you know you want that $300 bet.
Yeah.
Strick is here. Wednesday edition of the Midday Grind. 5-9 to the Fan, live for the Kirkwood Studios. Hardline coming your way at the top of the hour. Billikens are currently playing Pitt in Brooklyn, and the Billikens down by one. Second half, Slew trying to get to 5-0 on the season. All right, question for Strick about hockey and the players. Because Army even said the equity of our core group has gone. They don't have any more equity. And last year, a year and a half ago, it was these players are independent contractors.
That's why I just don't I don't think managers love doing these press conferences because everyone's focused on winning the press conference. You want to deliver some material. You want to come across, you know, whatever your motive is, how you want to come across. But then it can be used against you down the road. And at the end of the day, it's just words. I mean, the equity, it is drying up, but what's the option? Like, you're not going to, get rid of the entire team. A lot of these guys that are part of the core group are good players. They're under contract. This is an underachieving team. In a lot of cases, my focus is on the players. This time, it was not. It was not on the players.
And Yo wasn't getting enough out of a group people believe is talented.
I think Doug Armstrong did his job over the course of the summer to give the coach enough players to work with and to have this team in a much better, in a different situation than they're in right now. And that's just my opinion. So I mean, are the players in part to blame? I mean, 100%. I mean, they're the ones, the coach can't go out there and block shots and score goals and play defense and stop the puck, right? That's not his role. But you got to prepare the players, and you have to exude some confidence behind the bench. I'm a big believer in playing with some spirit, with some emotion, with some passion.
I like to say swagger.
And carrying yourself with that confidence and swagger that you need. And you know who sets the tone when it comes to confidence and swagger? It's the head coach. That's who sets the tone. And if you're not feeling that from the coach, sometimes it can be difficult to manufacture it.
Will they get the swagger from Berube?
I think he'll give them some, you know. But, I mean, again, he's been here. You know, it's kind of difficult to transition yourself from being the assistant coach to the head coach. I think Larry Robinson may give him some of that. I think
now, will he be on the bench?
Larry Robinson will be on the bench tonight, as will Steve Ott. Both of them will be. This will be a crowded bench.
who's not on the bench? Is Van Ryan still on the bench?
Mike Van Ryan will be on the bench.
How many spots do we have? Has Panger been moved upstairs? What happened here?
He's between the benches.
This is getting really crowded there. Is Ray Bennett and Brad Shaw, they're gone, I believe.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, they're gone.
So you have a crowded. So is the accountability of Larry Robinson, a six-time Cup champion as a player?
Nine-time Stanley Cup champion.
Nine-time overall, but six as a player, I believe.
Yes.
Steve Ott, former player, feisty player.
Mm-hmm.
Is that part of the messaging, too? Hey, we got guys behind you who will... I don't know. What does that mean? Is there an optic to it?
I think obviously you got a lot of... I mean, even Steve Ott, you know the way he played, but he still played close to 1,000 games. I mean, he is a guy who can be honest with players, but also, you know, you would hope motivate some guys and, again, provide players with the necessary feedback to have success over the course of a game and let a player know if he's playing well and let a player know if he's not playing well. I think Craig Berube had been that guy, you know, under Mike Yeo. You know, he's an honest guy. He's a very good communicator. That's what the players say. They like playing for him. He can.
Was that a ding for Strick, or was that a Hoff computer ding?
That was a ding for Strick.
He can intimidate you. You know what I think? You know what I think is.
I feel like Andy McDonald's coming next.
One of the biggest misconceptions in professional hockey, and probably the case in most pro sports, finding a head coach is hard. It is not easy. And I think it's more difficult today than it's ever been, because you used to be able just to be kind of a hard ass, whatever, come in and be a dictator. And, you know, those guys were all over the place and you could intimidate the players. Like, you're not going to intimidate these guys anymore with the money they make, the contract, the lifestyle, all that type of stuff. Being a coach today is more of a partnership than it's ever been. It is a partnership. It's not a dictatorship. And there are good coaches who are getting fired all the time. You look at Todd McClellan. This guy was considered, you know, one of the up-and-coming great head coaches in the game. He's making north of $3 million. Alain Vigneault, who took the New York Rangers deep into the playoffs. I think he took them to the Stanley Cup Final after taking the Vancouver Canucks to the Stanley Cup Final. This guy's making $4 million. He's out of a job. So it's all about finding the coach who fits in with your group of players and with your team. And trying to identify who that guy is very, very difficult. You're taking on a risk. Even in the case of Joel Quenneville, it's going to take north of $20 million, whoever signs him, probably closer to $25 million, $30 million, depending on the length of the contract. You never know. And there's no guarantee, right? I mean, he's 60 years of age. I know how competitive he is. So I don't think motivation is going to be difficult for him, even though he's won three Stanley Cups, been a part of four Stanley Cup winning teams, when you include him winning a cup with Colorado as an assistant. But you better make sure he's got the necessary players that fit in with what he's trying to accomplish. And having Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews in their prime, and when they're great players, Kane still is a elite player in the game, that certainly helps. But you got to make sure he's got what you need to win a championship with. You can't expect a coach just to show up and snap his fingers and put some magic potion on the players and they're all of a sudden going to deliver and win a Stanley Cup. It doesn't work that way.
So Army even said yesterday, we're not taking any C's or A's off jerseys. That's not something we're going to do. But is the leader?
And I think he's done that before.
Is the leadership?
With Mike Modano.
Okay. Is the leadership an issue? We talk about this core. And it really, at this point, the core would have to be Steen, Schwartz, Petro, Jake Allen. I can't really lump in anybody else, I guess, in terms of
Tarasenko.
Well, Tarasenko, I'm sorry. Yes. Who's locked? He's locked in for a long, long term. Yeah. There's your core. And they keep talking about, oh, the core doesn't have any equity. I'm trying to think of the nice way to say, is there something rotten in the room?
I put Braden Schenn.
He just got here.
Doesn't matter. He's a core piece.
Player, but he hasn't been here for all the firings.
No, he is a core piece off the ice there. Okay, so if you're saying,
I'm talking about the players who have been here over the course of all these coaching changes. Correct.
Well,
Steen, Schwartz, Petro, Vladdy, Jake.
Absolutely.
So is there something rotten in the room? Do they don't like coaches because they're mean, then they're too soft, and then they're easy, then they're hard?
This was a different situation, okay? The situation when Ken Hitchcock was here, there was a disconnect, but the disconnect was different. There was, like, anger there between the player and the coach. They really didn't like the coach after a long time.
Correct.
This was different.
Do they have to like the coach? Does that matter?
They absolutely don't. But we all know in today's day and age, it's easier to fire the coach than the players, and every coach for the most part. I mean, when you consider John Cooper in Tampa Bay, it seems like he just got there, and he's the longest-running tenured head coach in the National Hockey League. I mean, it tells you these guys don't stick around too long anymore. So, the game has just changed in so many different ways, and that's just one of them.
But how about the critique? People say it, too, online, and we've seen it. The team is sort of soft. There's no pushback. I mean, Sammy Blais was leading them in hits as of the other night. Yeah. That's unbelievable.
Well, how do you argue with that? I mean, it is what it is. They've got two fighting majors on the year.
And I know fighting's left the game, but the Philadelphia
Flyers have none. I mean, could you imagine? I mean, we're talking about the Broad Street Bullies, okay?
You know, Frank and I like the old days.
You know what their fans must be thinking in Philadelphia? The Arizona Coyotes. Zero fighting majors on the year. You know who their head coach is? It's Rick Tocchet.
So you're saying it's not just a Blues thing, it's just the game has changed.
The game.
But there's still hits to be delivered. There's still a response if you get cheap shotted.
You'd love to see a team play hard. But with that being said, we saw the Detroit Red Wings win Stanley Cups on a number of occasions where they got the crap beat out of them all the time. Same with the Pittsburgh Penguins.
All right, questions for Strick. We've got about 15 minutes left this hour. 855-282-8255. We'd also like to salute our high school athlete of the week, and this week's winner is Avery Crowder, the setter for the Eureka volleyball team that just won a state title. As always, Schnucks brings you the high school athlete of the week. And right now, the coach from Eureka volleyball, Jody Fowler, is with us. Coach, first of all, congrats on the win, beating Lafayette in the state championship class 4. Congrats on that. Tell us about the big victory.
It was actually pretty awesome. I don't remember a whole lot of it because I was really into the game, but it was amazing. All of our kids just started firing off at the right time. They were really relying a lot on each other, which was perfect, which is the whole idea of team. So it was pretty great. It was pretty amazing.
And Lafayette, they correct me if I'm wrong, but they have been a powerhouse, have they not?
They are the best of the best. They are for sure very, very, very strong, and they're very well coached.
All right, and tell us about our athlete of the week here again, Schnucks and 5'9 of the Fan teaming up. It's a junior, the Eureka setter, Avery Crowder, 27 assists in that sweep over Lafayette in the Class 4 title game. Tell us about Avery.
Yeah, Avery's a great kid. She's a Division I setter. She's committed to the South Carolina, and she is going to going to do great things there. She came in this last 2 weeks of our season, and I had never seen the intensity and the total focus from her like I did the last 2 weeks. The entire coaching staff and her teammates were like, wow. We were, you know, the whole season, she did a great job, but this last 2 weeks of postseason was, we got to see a whole nother level. She has a whole nother level. It was pretty amazing.
All right, how about you as a coach now? You've won state. How do you motivate the troops? We were just talking here about Blues and coaching and players, the dynamic. How do you motivate the troops?
Good question.
Well, most of them just finished their tryout. Club season starts this week and next week with they're doing their work in the off season. We'll meet up a couple times in the spring, and then we'll have camp in the summer. But as far as motivation, I kind of feel like I'm working with a competitive bunch, and just having a taste of victory, which they did, and they did it in such a great way. I think that in itself is pretty motivating. All I need to do is just remind them of all that we're capable of, and just keep pushing them. That's what they wanted. You know, I came in, this was my first year, so I got to meet the kids, and that was pretty great. We got to know each other, and now they know the expectations that I've set for them, and then they set them for themselves as well. And so hopefully we can go into next fall with the same intensity that we finished.
Yeah, just like Alex Cora, winning it all in the first year as the coach, and that is Jody Fowler, the Eureka volleyball coach, just won state. Our Schnucks High School Athlete of the Week is the junior setter, Avery Crowder. Coach, thanks for hopping on. Congrats again. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you for shopping at Schnucks.
And you can always vote online at 590thefan.com. Questions for Strick. We've got time for a few of those. We'll do a little end of the day with
Should we open up the phone lines?
No.
Okay.
Maybe not at this moment. Maybe at another time.
I hate the people.
No, I love the people.
Do it next show.
Love the people. Yeah. Open phone lines start at 1.
What are you
1.
Thankful for? Okay.
Yeah. What's your favorite side? That's Frank and I. We're gonna be 80. Like, coming up next, your favorite side.
And then and then Charlie Marlowe will like read the history behind cream of mushroom soup like he did the other day. Frank had to cut him off. Actually, he's like, okay, Charlie, I think we get it.
I missed that. I'm sorry. When was that, Hoff?
I must have missed that too.
That was on a slop that he jumped. You were out of town.
Okay.
And Charlie came in the 11 o'clock hour. We were out at Maggie O'Brien's.
Oh, okay. I don't remember that. 96 calories per serving for cream of mushroom soup, yes. By the way, in case you're curious.
Tuna remembers.
And then Strick is like, I wanted to give you my Sobotka answer, but I couldn't because his cream of mushroom answer was taken up all this time. It is the holiday season, especially with Thanksgiving beginning. You can think about other people, and our little haven's been doing that for years. So if you want to get involved with a great organization this holiday season, go online, read more about our little haven. They started in 1993, taking in kids that were abused or neglected that had nowhere to turn. A lot of people just say the system will help. Well, it wasn't helping these kids. And for 25 years, they've been changing lives. More than 20,000 families have been affected by the work they've done there. It's ourlittlehaven.org. For more information, when you get time, check them out online. Hopefully you can get involved with them this holiday season. Just enough time for the end of the day.
The end of the day.
Okay, when's the end of the day?
At the end of the day, it's going to be tough to tell someone they might not be in it.
At the end of the day, even though there's moments where you're like, I don't want to do this.
Soups made with cream and mushrooms go back centuries, according to Wikipedia, Strick, if you're curious about just kind of the history and how long they've been around.
Did we get a third ding? Are you hiding? Did he go silent on us because he didn't want that
He's
third ding?
He's texting someone now.
I did go silent, yes. Yeah.
All right, who are you texting? Can you tell us who you're texting?
I don't want to say.
Why not?
That's even better.
Yeah, I don't want to say.
Adam Schefter, by the way, reporting that the Bears are less and less confident that Trubisky will be able to start tomorrow against the Lions, which means Chase Daniel might get his third career start.
Wow.
Wait, Trubisky can't start tomorrow?
He hurt his shoulder in the Sunday night game.
He's become one of my favorite players
to
watch.
So Chase Daniel might get his third career start, first with the Bears.
I love Chase Daniel, by the way. That's what I'm saying about this guy, Drew Locke. Like, if you compare Drew Locke to, like, Chase Daniel, Brad Smith.
Third ding. Who is it? Third ding.
Can you say that one? Is it a hockey person?
It is.
Ratio of hockey people versus your wife texting you.
No,
8-1.
She texted me too, actually.
Lori said, do not invite these people over to our house.
All of a sudden.
We're just going to show up now.
No, I said to Lori this morning, I said, well, why is there a huge rug at our front door? She's like, oh, my rug's here. She ordered a rug. So she sent me a picture.
You go to the front porch every day, there's a box.
Every day, there is a box.
It's not for Dom.
It's not for me. Who's Dom?
Frank's son.
For Ty? Is that your
son? No, well, okay. Frank's son, we have a thing called Box for Dom because he always takes food home.
I got you.
Long story.
I got you. Okay.
You remember
Thanks
earlier,
for listening.
Just for a fun thing, the Bears are playing on Thursday. Khalil Mack has one fewer sack than the Oakland Raiders as a team.
I like that.
So if you recall, earlier John Gruden lamenting that he didn't have a pass rush, it's because he traded his only good one away.
If we only had we need a receiver that's a first-round pick around here, maybe a kid from Alabama. You, John, you traded that guy to the Cowboys. Okay.
They'll be good in 3 years. Really good, actually.
In 3 years. All right. Any fun Thanksgiving traditions for anyone in this room?
Well, we go to a park, you know, every Thanksgiving day, play a little football and whatever. Yeah, listen, I love Thanksgiving. My family, we go for a long walk every morning as well. Used to do the Kirkwood turkey trot, but you can never know the weather, you know, like with little kids.
It could be beautiful tomorrow.
It could be beautiful or it could be super, super cold. So we didn't sign up this year. But I hope and encourage everyone to go out there and do a little turkey trot. But spend the day outdoors, man. We love that.
We used to have the Kilcoyne Gilmore. Always had a football game. We put it on television for a number of years. My friends would say, like, did you just show Cousin Brian catching a touchdown at North Kirkwood? Like, yeah. Like, why is that on TV? It's Thanksgiving.
What do you mean?
Backyard football
games.
You
actually brought a camera and
no, for some. About 10 years on Fox 2, we always showed backyard football. And you'd have like a grandma in Melville throwing touchdowns. It was great.
Yeah, but nowadays they play touch. No one plays tackle football anymore. You know, my friends and I.
Strick's like, it's not a holiday unless somebody blows out an Achilles.
From high school up until 5 years ago, we still met every Thanksgiving morning and had a backyard football game, tackle football. And people started getting hurt.
Correct.
Everyone's getting older. We're like, okay, we're done with this, and we don't do that anymore. There's another restaurant.
Maybe Shotski's this year.
What's the bar out there, like a Maryland Heights, that Rich Gould hangs out at? Or
More specific. well, there used to be the Dorset Inn.
I think it may. No.
And then there's Maryland Yards, and then there's a sports cafe.
There's a
bunch
in Bridgeton.
I forgot
the name. It might be the Dorset Inn.
Which
Where's
is now
the Dorset
changed.
Inn? Is it on Dorset?
Well, it's now changed into a Johnny's location.
No. Okay, not there. There's a bar that a bunch of. And
we were in Bridgeton once, and the guy said Rich Gould goes there all the time, right
Sports
by the airport.
Cafe.
That's what it was, yeah.
I forgot the name of it.
There's a row of bars, too. He said, sometimes I do the whole murderer's row.
But there's a bunch of people from my high school, like from the class, like a year or two ahead of me.
Former governors.
that meet there every year for Thanksgiving. And I've gone probably like every other year whenever I can make it, you know. But it's not as convenient. I don't live as close to it anymore.
All right. That's the end of the day.
Yeah.
It is? That's
great,
the end of the day.
Great traditions. Hey, Blues and Preds tonight.
Yes. Fox Sports Midwest. Coverage starts at 6:30.
Got a one-on-one with Craig Berube. You'll see it on our pregame show tonight.
Looks like an intimidating guy. Was not an enforcer, but he was a tough guy back
in
the day.
No, he's an enforcer. I think he may lead all players in the history of the National Hockey League in fighting majors.
Because he retired. He was third in penalty minutes, I
believe. Yes, but in fighting majors. Look that up. This guy is pretty intimidating. He was a hell of a fighter.
Candidly,
and a great enforcer.
Somebody looked that up for me.
For years and years and years.
I got an idea, too, for our Fast Eddie's
road trip. Candidly, Lois and I.
We'll be in Alaska. Fast Eddie's road trip. How about this for an idea? What about the Saturday, early January, the wild card weekend in the NFL?
Oh. it's not bad.
Kind of a quiet weekend for all of us.
Oh, you want to go to Fast Eddie's
then? We're doing a big group trip, and all the listeners, Santa Steve and Brad B. Can you make that on the – put that on the – Blues are probably playing a game. I have
we taking a bus?
Some of the new coach by then.
The season's over. Whatever.
Yeah, we'll get a bus, yeah. Early January. That's what I'm thinking about. Because you get into December, holidays, you got rugs at your door, you're busy. But Fast Eddie's, doors open at 1 o'clock today. Great place to spend a Wednesday. Nobody's working today. Come on, it's the holiday weekend that's already begun on a Wednesday. You know all about the great menu. Strick likes to eat healthy. You can get peel and eat shrimp. You can eat healthy.
I can't wait for that.
I'll get the basket of fries. You get a big Elwood, little marinated steak on a stick. That's healthy.
Mashed potatoes.
Maybe some fries. The menu, they haven't changed pricing in years. It's Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois. Eddie was there in Vegas last Friday, last time they won. I'd get him down to Nashville
tonight.
There are
certain foods that should never make it to a Thanksgiving table. And I've seen several of them in recent years. We are actually eating on my mom's side this year. I don't know. We're more traditional on the menu. Fenton is coming in town. Yes.
Good.
Late tonight.
My guy.
Yes, late tonight with the wife and kids.
So there's Fast Eddie's in Alton, Illinois, right across the Clark Street Bridge, Broadway, 4th Street. It's easy to find. Outdoor patio will be perfect the next couple of days. Music every day. They're open 7 days a week. It's Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois. Solly's Wheelhouse. I'm inside Solly's Wheelhouse. That's sir.
Yes, I did some checking around in the from what I could find on the internet, because we know we can trust everything on the internet. It looks like Craig Berube is third indeed in career fighting majors behind Chris Nealon and Ty Domi.
How about that?
How many did he have?
According to this Sporkle quiz, 250.
Wow.
Go to hockeyfights.com.
Okay. Billikens tied at 70 apiece. Looks like a great game. I'm watching it on Solly's computer under 3 minutes to go in Brooklyn. Wow. Billikens in Pittsburgh tied at 70. Have a great Thanksgiving. Get out and walk. I think that's what Strick said.
Is Earl covering high school hockey, basketball, football, wrestling?
He's hanging with Dr.
Polo,
J in Brooklyn.
Soccer. What else?
Music's playing. Strick's got to go. We got to go. The hard line is
happy
coming up next.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Now I'm sorry. Got a good